All right, welcome to the show.
Okay.
Wow.
What?
Your energy is garbage.
Okay, welcome. I'm also welcoming you to the show. They've already been welcomed. Welcome again to the show. I had ramen. It weighs you down.
Ramen, why'd you do that?
Ramen's like a lullaby.
I know. You take like a sleeping pill before the show starts and then,
I didn't know
everybody
it
writes me emails and says...
Writes you emails.
Yeah, can you please get a new sidekick on the show?
You don't read the emails. I sign every email, Ian and Kat, and you've never
That's
even read
That's not true.
Them.
I've responded to emails, and I've engaged, so shut up.
Okay. Very well.
Well, hold on. Let me look at the list of things to talk about, all right?
We could, that's as much banter as we could do.
What? Okay, go ahead. Do some bantering.
No, we're done. We're done bantering. On to the list.
Hold on. You got to say, okay, here we go. Here's the, wait, no, that's just one word. I know there's a list here somewhere.
I was trying to consult the list. And
all
you
right.
were like,
I'll
I
say the
things.
Down. Stop. Stop it. I'll say the things and then you could pick one.
Okay.
Okay. Demi Lovato, that whole scandal.
Oh, that's good. That'll be the meat of the episode no matter where we
I don't know.
In.
I don't know.
Okay. Why? What else do we have?
The birth control thing.
Okay.
And, oh, also we could play these. we could play the audio of these two things. You
okay.
know?
I want to talk about Demi Lovato.
All right, and also that story about how I got that golden ring.
Yeah, that. Yes, it sounds like a fable or something.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the thing I had written down. How you came to be the owner of a giant golden ring.
Okay, so okay. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with the ring story.
Okay.
The Fellowship of the Ring.
All right, so I went to work the other day, and I was crossing the street, and this big SUV pulls up. And the guy rolls down the window and he starts talking to me. And I'm like, oh, what is this? What's going on here?
Yeah.
And he says, he launches into this story. I was kind of half listening because I'm trying to get across the street. I'm trying to get to work. I don't work like a job where you can be late. Like I have to be on time.
Yeah.
Things start when I get there. And I had like 3 minutes to get to work.
Oh, God.
So he launches into this story about how him and his family are trying to get somewhere and they're not from this country. They all had accents and they're trying to get somewhere, but the guy had lost his wallet and therefore lost his passport and didn't have any money and didn't have gas money. And I don't know. Oh, he needed to get to an embassy. To get a new passport, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's like, look, we're millionaires.
He
and this
said
is
that?
My, yeah.
We are
he's like,
millionaires.
We're rich.
He was in an Escalade, right?
I mean, I don't know cars, but you know, like that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A very expensive, big SUV.
Gotcha.
And he had his whole family in the car with him,
mm-hmm.
or at least an elderly couple, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, we're rich. Look at my watch. I'm like, I don't fucking know watches.
Yeah.
I can't tell. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I guess, what do you want me to bite down in it, on it, see if it's gold? But like, he starts going like, if you can give me some money, I'll be able to get to the embassy and everything will be all right. And I will pay you back. So he takes off his ring and he puts his ring in my hand. And he was like, I was like, you don't have to give me your fucking ring. And he's like, I don't want a handout. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't have money on me. Like I have $40. Like I don't know what you expect. Like and the older man leans over. They're all dripping with jewelry, by the way. They're just wearing all this gold, you know?
Yeah.
And the older man leans over and he goes, you can go to an ATM. I'm like, I'm not going to a fucking ATM, cuz at this point it feels like IRL like Nigerian prince scam.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, no, I mean, I'm going over all this stuff in my head. I'm like, what is this? You
as
know?
As soon as they introduce the ATM,
right.
No, thank you. No going to a second location. That's
how you
get killed.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I was thinking. But they're like, you know, if I, here you could take this ring, and then he takes off his gold chain and he puts that in my hand. So I'm standing there with a handful of jewelry, and I haven't given him anything
this
yet.
Is
And I'm like, he's like, I'll find you afterward and I'll reimburse you and then some and all this stuff. Like, I'll make you fucking rich. And and so when they got to like the go to an ATM part, I'm like, I just can't. Yeah. I have to go to work. I can't do that. So he was like, all right, well, just give me the $40. So I'm holding his ring and I'm like, okay, this is something I can afford to be scammed.
$40,
you know, yeah. Scammed out of $40.
You didn't give him your name, did you?
No.
How's he going to make you a millionaire?
He's not, because I only gave him $40. He wanted that $400.
Damn.
From the ATM. So he gives me the ring. He's kind of like annoyed and he like drives off. So now I have this giant golden ring and it says 18 karat inside of it. But like I was doing all this research online and it's like they, you know, people do make fake rings.
So they can pull this scam?
I didn't read anything about a scam like that. Okay. But I guess we don't know. I don't know. It would be a crazy elaborate scam.
We'll have to get it appraised.
Yeah.
So
I guess that's
that
kind
mean,
of an anticlimactic story because we don't know if this is a real thing or not.
It's definitely a scam because of how much money they wanted, I think.
Like, yeah.
Why, if he's in a vehicle, why can't he get to the embassy? Why does he need $400? Because
see, I don't know all the, like, I want to push back on that a little bit because my retelling of the story is everything I can remember while, like, looking at my phone to see what time it is, kind of okay. Like watching the light change, trying to get to work,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so there was talk about embassies and, and passports and gas, you
okay.
know? I don't know what, like how I mixed that up in my brain.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the
yeah.
guy, like, here's the thing. If it's a scam, the guy's the best actor in the world. Cause I know the classic, you know, you walk down, we live in New York City. You
yeah.
get scammed all the time. You walk down the street, there's like the guys trying to sell you the hip hop, like CDs, but really they're just blank,
yeah.
you know, all that shit. It's everywhere. But this guy was like sweating, like he had to get somewhere and his parents were like distraught in the back seat, or his mom was in the back seat and his dad was in the passenger seat.
Hmm.
Like, yeah. So who knows?
That's so fat. I mean, if you had happened to have $300 or $400 cash on you, and given it to him, he would have made you a millionaire.
Yeah, we could be living in like a palace.
Damn.
With like, you know,
recording Suicide
servants.
Pact from some sort of chateau somewhere.
Yeah.
Damn.
We fucked up. Or
you
I fucked
up.
Hey, what would you have
I
done?
I would not have. No, I probably would have been like, no,
you
thank
not.
You.
No, thank you.
Yes, but as soon no. as... Dude, I told you what happens every time I go to Union Square. People try to like... motion you over, take your headphones off. So I'm
yeah,
I just like
that's
I
they're
can't
trying to
stop.
Fuck
you. Well, yeah, as soon as I see an Escalade window roll down, I would be like, nope, I'm not stopping. I'm
right.
not stopping. I
well,
go.
It wasn't that. It wasn't stopping. I was waiting for the light.
Oh.
He pulls like right up into the like crosswalk.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's nowhere for me to go. Normally I would just, you know, a lot of times I have my earbuds in. They're not even plugged into anything.
Yeah.
I'm just like, can't hear you.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't have any change, you know.
I would have done that. I wouldn't have had cash on me, and I would have.
I
done
never
the,
have cash on me.
Yeah, well, that's how we got that ring. So maybe there's a silver lining, a golden lining.
Yeah, maybe
this.
The ring's worth like $8 million.
Yes, hopefully it is massive. It doesn't seem expensive though. It seems there's something about it that seems like. It's not. It doesn't seem like real gold. I have no idea though.
Does that say 18 in there?
Okay, let me see.
Because like it might be fake, but if it's fake, it's like extra fake. Like they took the time to carve how many carats.
Yeah, this is such an elaborate scheme. If it's a scheme.
Yeah,
it's not
costume jewelry.
I think
it's
does
like,
say 18.
Right.
Okay.
So I guess I'll take it to the Diamond District. Oh, can we talk about how we went to the Diamond District
yeah.
and I got a gold tooth and like...
Had to get the old ball and chain a gold tooth
all
for
right.
his birthday.
You didn't get shit. I bought that.
You dragged me there and then
oh,
I couldn't go
in. Oh, I'm sorry. You
in.
Waited out in the fucking lobby. That doesn't count.
Well, that's even worse. I had to go all the way to the Diamond District, get COVID in the elevator. Probably.
You just said I got the old ball and chain a gold tooth.
We had to go to get you one.
It's funny how accurate Uncut Gems is.
It's amazing.
You know, you walk into this little room, they buzz you into the other room. They even he even had like a girl assistant, you know, that he was giving packages to and being like, go here, talk to this fucking guy, get this much money. And then like it's like these Hasidic Jews or like Orthodox Jews or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the juxtaposition with them and then like whatever fucking hip hop guy they have in there getting a gold grill is hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
Just like showing them different colored.
Oh, I forgot you were specifically, you didn't go to like a separate jewelry store or a jeweler. You went to a grill maker.
Yeah, let me see. It's called New York Grills or something.
They're like Orthodox Jews making grills, just like that niche of a business.
Yeah. They had every, it's called Gold Teeth USA.
But
they had everybody on the wall. They had made teeth for fucking everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, every rapper.
So they're legit. You should wear yours more.
I'm afraid it's going to shift my teeth. And that would be very silly if I got all these like...
If you had to get dental work because of your gold
I already had a bunch of dental work done. I don't need like all my teeth like shooting straight out, you know?
You should have gotten that
parallel to the ground.
Do you really think that would happen? It just covers the tooth, right?
It's a little bulky. You can feel things like moving around.
Did you do your research? Have people had adverse effects from too many years of grills?
You can get gum damage.
Okay.
But that's if you already are prone to gum. It can exacerbate a problem.
Okay.
Which I don't have. Very healthy gums.
That's good.
It's my like best feature.
Your gums? Yeah. I saw your gums from across the room and I was like, I gotta get in on that.
I got one of those smiles that's all gums.
It's my favorite thing. Yeah, it's very hot.
This goes up to your lip.
Oh, no.
Like Savannah Guthrie.
Oh, God.
On the Today Show.
She absolutely has no upper lip.
Yeah.
It's just...
It got shot off in the war.
What war? The war on Christmas?
Yeah.
Savannah Guthrie lost her top lip in the war on Christmas.
Right. She was sipping one of those demonic... coffees at Starbucks.
So that's how you came to be the proud owner of a gold tooth and a gold ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It's a should I just wear the ring everywhere?
Does it fit?
Yeah.
Because I tried it on and it fell right off.
It's a weird finger to wear a ring on, but
you could punch somebody, leave a little fleur de lis.
I could punch somebody. You always tell me I can't.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Every time we go out, you say.
I wish you would stop trying to punch people.
Wallet, stop trying to punch people. Reminder.
I really do prefer it when you don't try to fight people.
What if they get up in my grill?
Oh no!
It's a new me. I got the drip.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Stop. It is so funny seeing you like. If you're not dressed like to go out to have you have a grill on and like just your hoodie and sweatpants.
Who just, me?
Like, yeah.
What do you mean, the tooth?
Yeah, it's just like a casual outfit, but then just the gold tooth.
Yeah.
Like you can't peg you. Don't know what to do with you.
I know, and you've tried. Stop trying to peg
me. Let me peg you, no. Ian. I just wanted to know.
Is that something you'd be into?
No,
pegging?
Absolutely not. No, okay. Thank you. Fine. I don't. What would I get out of
that? Scratch that off your birthday present list.
What does anybody get out of pegging? Any straight woman get out of pegging?
It's a dominance thing.
But why would
I like penis envy and all that stuff, you know?
Okay.
Deep seated, weird human being psyche shit.
Man, people are fucked up. Just like. You're watching a movie with somebody and then you're like, later I'm gonna stick a dildo in your ass just to prove, I don't, just like it's not gonna be fun for either. Well, I guess it is. I don't know.
And
I don't
go back and share some strawberry ice cream after that.
After you peg each other.
Yeah. Hold on. I gotta wipe the poop off this fucking plastic phallus, and then maybe we can go see Trolls World Tour.
Who do you think, okay, in a pegging situation, who do you think is tasked with cleaning it? The person who gets pegged or the person who does the pegging? Or do they flip a coin?
Huh. I guess whoever wanted to do it in the first place.
Yeah, that's my, you know? Yeah, whoever's idea it was has to clean the shitty dildo.
They should be disposable, really, you know?
They really should, just, yeah.
They're made of plastic, just get a new
Hi,
one.
Hi, sharks.
We've all been there.
For $250,000 for 15% stake in our disposable dildo company.
We've been watching a lot of Shark Tank. They're so stiff, those people who like bring their ideas to the sharks.
I don't understand.
Hi, sharks. They're like fucking robotic movements.
Have you ever been caught outside in the rain? Mm-hmm. And like every time they do their song and dance, that it's really stiff and awful, and they're like really hamming it up, but they have absolutely no charisma. It makes me so uncomfortable. But you pointed out, the sharks love it.
Yeah.
Why? It's like they enjoy these poor people humiliating
themselves.
They're all
drunk, I think.
Yeah, that's true. It does look really fun. Last
night, to go on Shark Tank?
No, to be a shark tank.
Sure.
To be a shark.
Yeah, yeah.
Because last night when I was having a bit of a meltdown, I was thinking how nice it would be. I was watching Mark Cuban eat a pizza cupcake and drink a beer that he opened from some like guys trying to start a can opener company, and I was
stupid,
like,
stupid product.
What an amazing job. He gets to be on TV, but he doesn't have to like prepare anything.
You
he
know,
gets to sit and have people serve him like they're court jesters. And then
you were saying this while we were watching this, like that negates him. He has to run all these businesses now, though.
Yeah.
Like you think he just sits there and like samples like wine that comes in a jar or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then he has to run these people's fucking businesses and try to make them profitable, get them into Walmart or whatever.
Oh, I always forget about the business. I wouldn't be doing that. I would just tell people like, sure, I'll give you $250,000. I don't have that. But
run. Start the car. Pull the car up to the back of the shark tank. Is this the shark tank I'm in? Am I the shark tank? What? Who is the shark tank? It doesn't matter. I told these people I'd give them $1 million.
Oh my god.
The one guy who's like, I don't know his name. He sits all the way on the end. He's white guy.
Michael Douglas or something?
It's Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas. Have you ever had throat cancer from eating too much pussy?
I love how he tried to say that was from eating too much pussy. Yeah. It's like, no.
It's from eating too much pussy and doing the dishes. All right?
Sorry, I'm a good guy.
You gave me cancer, whore.
Catherine.
Anyway. That guy who sits on the end, he never invests in anything.
Yeah, that's what I would be.
Guy. Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I want to be that. I forgot that you don't have to invest.
Yeah.
So I would just sit there in my fancy outfit.
You could just say, for those reasons, I'm out.
And for the, I forget to do the first part.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm too drunk. They get to me and I'm
there
like,
was a lady that was in here before you selling her peppermint wine.
And for those reasons, I'm out.
I peed my pants on for those reason. And for no reason, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I love your energy and I love how you cried about your daughter, but I can't do it.
Oh my god, they were so mean. They're usually really nice, but they dressed down this poor couple from the Midwest or wherever they're from.
The product was ass.
The Harry Grabster.
Yeah.
This like weird American gothic like creepy couple comes in and they had an idea for this apparatus that you stick on the side of your shower and you like wipe your hairy hand on it to get all the like,
yeah, because your hair falls out if you have long hair and mm-hmm. then it's on the wall. It's like, I hate these products that solve problems that are barely problems.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, this is like, it doesn't enrich your life. It doesn't make it any better.
It just goes into the ocean and that giant fucking landfill
right.
the size of Texas. Because nobody wants it. They all look gaudy as shit, right? So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it looks cheap.
You have to be trash people to have it in the first place.
Yeah, and they really showed them what they thought of them. They yeah. were like, get out of my sight.
Yeah, you bumpkin pieces of shit.
It was really bad. Like, usually these people have a business of some sort and they really know their shit. But they were like, how many units have you sold? And they were like, six.
Yeah, yeah.
To my daughter. I don't know.
But then they had that other group of guys come in and they sold a product that where you take this thing, this metal thing, and you put
mind.
It on the top of your beer, your can of beer, and you spin it and it's like a can opener and it cuts the top of your beer off.
It's the worst
and my
idea
question is,
I've ever seen.
Why? Why would you ever?
They were like, I don't even want any percentage. I don't want a stake in the company. I want you all to have it because I love you so much. Just take my entire savings.
No, well, what happened was they started to say you guys are a bunch of assholes, and then they asked how much product have you sold?
Oh, yeah.
And they said like $2 million, and they were like,
popular.
We love you.
They came up with an idea to slice the top of a can, like a beer can that has a tab that you can open it. They're like, but why would you do that when you can drink it like a cup?
And their whole like thing was, isn't draft beer better? How is this draft
just
beer?
Just put it in a glass, you maniac.
Yeah, and they were, psychopath.
They were also like, it's pretty dangerous, so we've been telling people to practice with empty cans
yeah.
for a while before they use it in real life. Like, why? Why is this a product?
So I'm talking about like solving a problem that we don't
is,
have.
Yeah,
that
but that's
doesn't
like,
exist.
The Harry Grabster
which
does.
Is the name of your pussy hole.
Yeah. It does solve a problem. It's just really unnecessary because you can just grab a tissue after you shower and just like throw it in the trash and that's fine. But that can opener thing creates more problems. You can't transport the can. You're going to cut
your
yourself.
Lip up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to use.
You lose a lot of beer when you do that. It's yeah. the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And they were like, I love this so much.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
2 million units or whatever sold. So they're like, yeah, fuck it.
It really goes to show that if you're poor, it's your fault.
Yeah,
because,
no.
Because I don't
no,
actually mean
to show
that.
You,
but
this
like,
ring smells like pocket change.
I was gonna say it smelled weird, but I was like, I don't even want to get into that.
What was I gonna say? Oh, it just goes to show you that if your like parents are rich or whatever and can like finance
yeah.
your goofy idea.
Yeah, that's true. Do you remember that guy whose idea it was to just put a giant box in front of a bicycle so that you can transport
you
multiple children at one point?
And nobody asked him any follow-up questions? Like, why are you transporting so many children?
Why do you need to transport them so quickly?
Yeah,
like,
why are they locked in?
Yeah,
you know?
It was so bizarre. And it was so, like, poor. It would just look like you duct-taped a box to the front of a bike.
Right.
What
to traffic kids.
Inventions, in general, are such an embarrassing. Like, that guy was complaining or, like, trying to tell this sob story about how he raised all this money from his close friends and family in order because this is his passion. And it's the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hate when they go, it's my passion. It's your passion. The Harry Grabster is your passion. When you're a little kid, you're like, I want to grow up.
Oh, my God. You were doing this bit yesterday where you're like, ever since I was a little girl, I knew that my dream was to make charcoal briquettes.
Oh, yeah.
She started crying talking about how much she loved charcoal briquettes.
Fuck out of my face. Just say it's your dream to be a millionaire.
Yes.
You liar. It's your passion. Shut up. Shut.
Shut up.
That is me as a shark.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Boo. Do you have any Shark Tank ideas, like $1 million ideas in your life? Have you ever had one?
Yes, we talked about it on the podcast, but
okay,
it's been
it?
Like a year and change. It's the from my personal experience, it's something I'm very passionate about. It's the like garbage disposal for a toilet.
Ah, yeah, because you're mega duties.
I just think it would be helpful for a certain
right.
faction of the population.
Who just eats too much fiber or whatever.
Or not enough.
Oats.
I don't know what you're
yeah,
supposed
I don't know
to
what
do.
It is. Yeah, I'm surprised that Japanese toilets don't already have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, I do think it's unnecessary for the amount of... I think that would be so... It would be so much easier on plumbing. Like, even with toilet paper that's, like, too thick a ply,
yeah.
If it goes through this kind of, like...
Do you think there'll be a lot
chipper?
Of backsplash, though? Just your whole walls?
If it's deep enough in the toilet,
I gotcha.
Then no.
All right.
Fine. I don't know what I would call it. Probably the hairy grabster.
I have some ideas.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't ask you, babe.
That's all right. This is an idea that I've seen in real life, I think. Maybe I dreamt it up. But, like, mm-hmm. Why isn't there a button on your TV that you press and then it pages your remote?
Okay.
Like how you can call your phone when you're missing it?
Yeah.
Because we lose the Apple remote all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it drives me mad.
Yes. That's a good idea.
Okay. I was waiting for you to say that.
No, it is.
Seems like you weren't going to.
No, I really think it should be a thing on all TVs.
Here's my other idea, which I think is brilliant.
Okay.
You should be able to go to any major city
mm-hmm.
and download an app, and then the app works with your map.
The so it knows thing? Where you...
What?
Toilet
no!
Thing?
Okay, everything's sorry. Toilets with you.
Sorry. Okay.
No. So the app pairs with your map, and then it gives you... You put your earbuds in, and it gives you a guided tour.
Oh,
like
right.
You're
okay.
Downtown, and it's like, hey, it's just talking to you, and it's like, if you turn to your left, you'll see a statue of, you know, a Confederate yeah. general.
Yeah. Covered in
yeah, graffiti.
Oh, and didn't you have an idea where you could, like, change the settings? Like, do you want it to be educational, or do you want it to be funny? Because
right,
you
yeah.
could do one where it's like
fake.
Yeah.
Fake things. But, you know, it wouldn't have to be that technologically advanced. It could tell you, like, you have to start here. You have to, like, stand at this spot,
mm-hmm.
then hit play. It could just be a podcast, really.
Ooh.
And then you just, it'll be like, okay, walk to the corner. Look left. That's that thing. You know, walk to that corner.
This is a brilliant idea. And humanity doesn't deserve it, ultimately, I think, because people would end up walking into traffic and suing you.
Maybe.
For their own...
I used to walk home from work a lot.
Maybe if it's... Sorry, in the beginning, you can go,
yes,
like,
go
you
ahead.
Have to obey traffic laws and shit. I'm not...
Right.
If you fall off a cliff, it's not my fault, okay? Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to walk home from work, and I would just... You know, you're in New York,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I wonder what that fucking thing is.
Yeah. Yeah, and then...
Something was telling you, you could learn... On your walk.
That's great.
Thank you, sharks.
Thanks, shark tanks.
Anyway, what else? You want to talk about Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
All yeah. right.
Speaking
should
of,
I bring
speaking
up...
of useless pieces of shit.
not listen to it. You can go listen to it. On.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's just cumbersome.
Okay. By the way, I'm on record
Don't
as saying.
Don't you point at me.
I will point at you if I fucking feel like it. I've been saying that Demi Lovato is a butt plug for so long.
I love it when you call people butt plugs.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't, this is.
Yeah, you had,
she
like,
sucks.
You had the scoop, the intel.
Right. So she went into a frozen yogurt store,
mm-hmm.
like a mom and pop store.
Yeah.
And she saw an ad for yogurt that said, like, guilt-free yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And she went home. Well, first of all, it triggered her and she spiraled into a depressive. She had a depressive episode, I guess. And she went home and she made a Instagram post where she like screen grabbed an ad. She went to the actual Instagram account for this frozen yogurt company, screen grabbed an image of that frozen yogurt, and so like their name's in it, you know, so
yeah.
all her fans can come after this company. And she starts talking about, you know, like toxic diet culture and body image and stuff, and like seeing advertisements like this where basically products are saying like, if you ate this shit, you don't have to worry about gaining weight,
mm-hmm.
is all toxic and bad, and it made her upset. And it made her relive her eating disorder. Anyway, that, like, it's just the most obnoxious shit in the world. Right. And then when people started, like, clapping back at her, like, Jesus Christ, like, who gives a fuck, you know? Also, right. It turns out that this particular frozen yogurt, the reason they were advertising it that way is because it was for people with, like, gluten allergies.
Okay, I'm confused, and I know we may not have the answers here, but wasn't it cookies?
Maybe it was cookies.
It was gluten-free cookies.
But it was in a yogurt shop.
Yes, yeah, in a frozen yogurt
shop.
It's
just so funny to watch somebody be this upset while saying the words fro-yo over and over again.
It was so embarrassing.
She made a video. I don't know if I said that. She eventually made a video coming back at the people who were saying it's not that big a deal.
You know, she had such a stupid take that Demi Lovato fans were like, hey.
Yeah, whoa, slow your roll.
This isn't it.
What a fucking asshole.
I just, in her apology, which is so funny that you have to apologize over your frozen yogurt video, but.
She didn't apologize.
I thought we were watching like a follow-up video.
No, well, she made a follow-up video, but in the video, maybe she said that she wasn't like, didn't handle it very well, but ultimately she ends the video believing she's in the right.
She's such a fucking, she does that thing where she's like, I'm sorry if you guys took it poorly.
Right, right.
But, and I'm also sorry that I'm passionate and this
being
is how
a celebrity is hard. A lot of people love me. Okay. Unreal. And then what I fucking hate, this is the new thing that people do where they go, now, if the yogurt company wants to reach out to me, I'm willing to educate you and explain to you.
Yeah, maybe we could work together to make the world a better place in terms of Froyo advertising. It was like, if this, the world is such a fucked up place, this is your platform right now?
The day the George Floyd verdict comes out,
this is a video she's making. It was insane.
But this thing where you go like, because she, at one point, she brings up gaslighting, you know, stop gaslighting women. And the idea of gaslighting is like making the other person feel crazy. Can you imagine you're in an argument with somebody and like you say, like, you say, I don't like Hot Pockets. And I say, well, I'll take the time out of my day to educate you on why you're wrong about that. I'll do that. I was going to go to the bank, but I'll carve out some time to, it's like,
the
fucking audacity. You like, and talk about making you feel crazy. And then when somebody like Demi Lovato, who, you know, she has 10 million followers, so what she's assuming is going to happen is that she's going to use that leverage and that just be right because she has the numbers, you know?
Yeah.
And the other guy doesn't, the frozen yogurt company, so she gets to educate. And that's the way the fucking world works now.
I know. You have to go so far out of your way for your own followers to be like, I don't care about this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wish I could find some of the people who were like, thank you.
I know somebody. We really know somebody personally, yeah.
Oh my God. Who was like, this is.
That's how I found out about it.
This is the correct take. Thank you for taking down.
Yes. This is disgusting because it's all about, you know, like body image and shit.
You know what I will. She's got the wrong take, but I will play into the idea that this advertising is fucked up only because they make you think any of this is healthy at all. Like, I think she thinks that Froyo is actually healthy. This shit you can get Kit Kats and Captain Crunch poured on top of.
That's, I don't know, because first of all, I think it turned out that it wasn't even that the advertisement was more about like, what's it called? Celiac disease or something. That was the no guilt thing or whatever.
Oh,
but frozen yogurt is better than ice cream.
Sure.
But once you put the Kit Kats in it, then you're fucked.
Even
you know?
Without it, even just pure frozen yogurt.
Yeah, it's not great for you.
It's so full of sugar. It's not, it's like, just because it's slightly lighter.
But that's not even the thing she was saying. What she was saying is like, everybody's allowed to be the size they are. And this is just like, you know, reinforcing beauty standards. And it's all about like a weight thing. It's basically somebody who had a very specific problem bringing everything back to them. and being like, I don't know why when I walk into somewhere, everything's not catered for me. Exactly. Yeah. I'm demi fucking giant headed Lovato.
How do you not know my entire lived experience? Right. It is. I don't know. Like how, if that is triggering, I saw somebody tweet, like, how is she this soft when she used to do heroin?
Yeah.
Like, you're an ex-heroin addict and you're triggered by cookie advertising? Like,
right.
How did that not harden you a little bit? But, I don't get the, oh God, I don't know. I just don't understand. We can't say, like, terms like cheating, a cheat day, or, like, guilt. Like, you should... I think maybe if you're eating too much food that's not healthy for you, feel a little guilty.
Oh, the idea that we're completely ignoring the fact that this country is becoming more and more unhealthy is ridiculous. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Like, you want to say that it's fat phobia or, you know, body image and stuff like that. But I mean, come on. We got to acknowledge that everybody is like... dropping dead from heart disease.
Yeah.
You know, we should weave that in. Guilt is not a cool thing. Like, it's not, it doesn't feel good or whatever, but in some instances it serves a purpose.
Right.
And also, like, if you want to tie it to, yeah, obviously you don't starve yourself, but we can have a conversation about health in this country, can't we? Or, like, you know, fat causes plaque on your fucking heart. And, you know, it's not good for you.
Yeah, Jamila chimed in.
Oh, that fucking bitch.
She chimed in and was like, what Demi is trying to say, which is like everyone outdoing each other with the condescension. But she posted all these terms, these diet terms that are offensive or however she worded it, like things we should do away with because they're harmful to people.
Yeah.
And all of them... I didn't agree with, but I understood, like, the guilt-free thing. I think that's so silly that you'd be upset by that, but I see where you're coming from. We shouldn't feel bad, blah, 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 blah. The last term she used that she said was, like, triggering and offensive and stuff was unhealthy. That if you call certain foods unhealthy, that creates some kind of toxic environment for people who want to love their bodies or something. It's like,
Jesus.
All right, well, we're all just gonna be Wally people.
Jamila is such an asshole too, because she is like a model with like not a hair out of place.
I know.
You know, like fucking like perfect skin and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, we're sick, feeling bad about ourselves. You just throw. It's so weird. It's like you know, I don't know. It's like she went to war and got her like fingertip cut off in battle.
Yeah.
And then she's just like hanging out with all these triple amputees. I mean, like, we're sick of the way
yes.
the government treats our ailments and we want support from the government and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, pay our hospital bills.
Stand.
We're not freaks. It's like, bitch.
Like, what?
Yeah, you're fine. A few other things on this. Demi Lovato uses all these terms like centered, and she's like talking about meditating and stuff throughout this rant where she's trying to bury this Froyo company.
Sorry, I'm a fucking good person.
yeah, really.
She was seething with rage. It was insane.
Oh, I know. But doesn't that make you think, like, there's points in your life where you're like, maybe I'll try to become like a more centered, better fucking
person. Yeah, I tried that for like 5 minutes.
Sure, but like,
ago.
You hear or see the people that kind of gather and do these things,
yeah,
you know, go to yoga and stuff.
No good.
They all use these terms, but they all just seem like these like mega fucking assholes.
Yes.
They just figured out a way to like mask their shittiness with like new age vocabulary.
Exactly.
Like you think like if you went to a yoga retreat or like a whatever, hung out with monks, they might just be pieces of shit.
Right. Yeah.
This is their way of like separating themselves from their, I don't know, being outwardly aggressive and mean.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're doing a favor for everybody. They're vigilantes.
I don't understand.
And then one more point on Demi Lovato. What bugs me so much about her is that, like, I think a lot of pop stars, they have so many people that listen to their shit, and they're so popular, and they get these massive followings, mm-hmm. and they're on television all the time, and they get these huge heads, and I think she's a perfect example
literally.
Of this, where they think, yeah, literally, where all the heroin went to her fucking face, but they think that they're so great and important and inspiring, right? And they forget that most people in the world would rather their music not be playing at CVS, you know? It's just like they're just bothered by it. It's Demi Lovato, for most people, is a minor inconvenience whenever they come in contact with any of her content.
There's absolutely no way that Demi Lovato knows that, because Demi Lovato has only ever interacted with yes men and or people who absolutely worship her.
Yeah.
And so can you blame her for thinking that every take she has is correct and important? And she must be so confused by the backlash.
I guess I can't blame her.
I mean, you can blame her. It was kind of rhetorical. Just like, it's no surprise that this is how this person turned out.
Demi Lovato reminds me, like, when you're at work and somebody is just kind of talking to you and you wish they weren't.
Yeah.
But you kind of just like, this is part of my life. Like, I can't I can't be like, shut the fuck up. That would be like an insane reaction. when you're in the mall, you can't just scream at the speaker for Demi Lovato to shut the fuck up. Demi is just this kind of low, shitty hum that we all tolerate.
Yeah, that we all have to deal with.
And then
she's gone too far.
Well,
now.
Yes, when she starts going like, not only do you have to hear my music, you also have to hear my story. Here's my story of recovery.
That's where we draw the line. Absolutely.
Bitch,
not.
We didn't even care about the music. Or like whatever iCarly show you were on or whatever the fuck.
Ugh, God. You know, it's not even the message. It is the message, but I think we would all have let it go if she was like, you know what, guys? I was at the frozen yogurt shop the other day and I saw this sign and it bugged me a little. And here's why,
right.
You know, but she was like, this is unacceptable and we're gaslighting women.
Yeah, yeah. And like, here's the location
women,
of the store.
It's cookies.
Oh, how about that, too? Every time anybody called out on their bullshit, now they speak for a whole demographic.
Well, yeah, that's her throwing her arm over a quote-unquote marginalized group, and then you get roped in with Demi Lovato, and you're like, why am I part of
this? Yeah, how'd I get here? I've never even tried heroin.
I don't know what the fuck this is about, but I don't feel threatened by cookie advertising.
Bubble
you know,
head ass bitch.
Oh my... We are so mean about her head.
I fucking hate her ass. I don't even care about her head, you know? Just her personality.
It's just so confusing to like nitpick these tiny whatever. She found a little platform and she said her piece, but like so much of our food in America is actual poison.
Yeah.
And that's not what you're upset
that's
about.
That's the conversation.
Right.
Like, why do you feel the need to go into a frozen yogurt place? Why do I feel the need to go to a frozen yogurt place all the time? Because we are addicted to sugar.
Yes.
Literally addicted to it because it's in everything.
Yes.
So we have these like, it's not like
it's
a cute thing
bread.
You do on date night. It's a craving that you have to kick. And when you do, you get headaches and feel like you're going to faint, you know?
It's like heroin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So she was having some kind of displaced
moment. Some withdrawal.
But yeah, it's just like, pick your fucking battles, asshole.
Yeah.
This is not it.
Well, you know, ultimately, it's very funny that this happened to her. Because she's
wonderful.
Just the worst and like, yeah, you love to see it, you know? People
this is like
going...
my favorite thing.
There's so much goofiness in the world these days where people just say the most nonsensical shit. Like, you know, this is triggering to my eating disorder if somebody says that this has half the calories or whatever.
Yeah.
That's like an insane thing. That's crazy. And like,
it's like, I'm sorry that happened to you.
And it's nice to see that some people still know that.
It is really refreshing. It makes me feel better.
Right. Because a lot of times you do feel crazy. Like
if a
bunch of these people, like the people that got behind Demi Lovato, you kind of almost expect that more people would have gotten behind her, because on Twitter, that's the way things look.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like the people who finally spoke up and were like, hey, Demi, this is fucking stupid. It reminds me of, I saw a bunch of people shitting on that girl band Tramp Stamps on Twitter, which rightly so. They're insane. They have the song called I'd Rather Die Than Fuck Another Straight White Guy or something.
Right.
And it's just like people think they're an industry plant. They're just like they're awful. Obnoxious.
Yeah, the corporation, like, the guy who raped Kesha put together a band.
Dr. Luke.
And it's all fake, and they sing this stuff that's, you know, of the time.
Yeah, and it's bad. And on top of everything,
oh,
it's
awful.
Bad. It's so derivative of, like, this MySpace sort of, like, early aughts pop punk shit, but, like, even worse. And nobody, as far as I know, is into that anymore. But anyway, all these people were making fun of them on Twitter, and they're all on their high horses and stuff, and I totally agreed with them, but I was like, you guys, this is how I feel about the shit you all say all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, you're finally looking around going, aren't these people ridiculous? But, like...
Yeah, that's a good point.
You uplift a lot of goofy shit constantly. This is where you draw the line.
Right.
It's like...
Why when a girl sings, oh, I'd rather die than fuck another straight white guy, why is,
like,
that different than you tweeting that, like, just tweeting,
yes,
I'd rather die than fuck another straight white guy?
Exactly. This is how I see all of you all the time.
Yeah.
How are your eyes now open to this, but only for this, and then you're going to go back and tweet more goofy nonsense?
I
don't know. It made me feel... vindicated, and then right back to crazy, where I was like, this is some weird selective, I don't know.
It's all thought leader stuff. It's
yeah.
like whoever gets in there first, whoever points out, you know, I think a lot of people on Demi Lovato's timeline or on her Instagram would have supported her if somebody early on hadn't chimed in the comments like, whoa.
Yeah.
Relax, you know, and then people read that comment and were like, because I think people very often watch something and they go, how am I supposed to feel about this? All
right,
let me read the comments. Oh,
right.
We all don't like this. Okay. Yeah, me too, guys. That's what I thought.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Thumbs down.
Man, if I were Demi Lovato, God willing, I would make goofy videos like that all the time, and I would never check the comments. I don't know what she's doing, looking for feedback.
Right.
I would just be like, send, everyone loves me, done.
Going to meditate on a rock.
Yeah.
You know, in the Alps or
Malibu
whatever.
Malibu mansion or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, God bless her. I hope she's recovered.
Sorry, not sorry. I was looking because I was making fun of her on the internet, and like I'm looking through her
going
catalog.
Through her catalog.
Sorry, not sorry is a song.
I love me
is another song.
Oh my God, stop. I was about to, like, these are names I would have guessed would be her. Oh God. I feel so stupid because I thought that she wasn't really famous anymore. I remember her from, like, what is she even goddamn from?
She was never even that famous. She was on was she on the Disney Channel?
Okay, I get her mixed up a little bit with Vanessa Hudgens, who is in, like, High School Musical, I think.
Nah.
But she's not that. But it was that era.
She's not Vanessa Hudgens.
I know, but it was that era.
Vanessa Hudgens is one of the... Isn't she one of those people that has, like, a baby face and then, like, triple D boobs?
No,
something?
You're thinking of Selena Gomez.
Yeah, they're all the same. She and
Selena Gomez were child stars together. They were on Barney.
How funny is it that you're, like... You're not even doing heroin and then playing the blues. You know what I mean? You're doing heroin and singing Sorry Not Sorry.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Fuck out of here.
You've learned nothing.
Yeah, you're not playing Satisfaction, you know?
This is your recovery album. This is what we get. What the fuck?
Oh, boy. Did you want to talk about the birth control thing?
Sure, yeah.
You take it away.
Oh, I don't know how to take it away. I can't. No, I prefer when you talk and then I don't have to do anything. And for that reason, I'm out. So they've paused the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines because six to eight people, got blood clots. And if you're watching Colbert, apparently it's all women, But I remember reading an article where a 45-year-old father of however many got a blood clot immediately after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So I don't know where all this data is coming from. Everyone's claiming it's just women getting blood clots, and it's 6 people out of 6 million, meaning it's a 1 in a million chance. And so people are upset that they're pausing it.
Right.
Because they want to get vaccinated, I guess.
Well, yeah, because some countries won't. This is like, there are a lot of countries who need this particular vaccine,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, logistically they can't get two shots or whatever. And if they don't get the Johnson & Johnson, the herd immunity might not happen until like 2024 okay. or something.
Oh, shit. See, I didn't know this.
Yeah. Well, I found this out today.
That actually does seem to add a little more credence to right. to the other argument, which is let's just do it anyway. But everyone keeps making this comparison that women a ton of women are on birth control, the birth control pill, and that has a 1 in 10,000 chance of causing blood clots,
mm-hmm.
and that it's fine.
Right.
And
that, like,
women are
welcome to being a woman.
Women are warriors.
Yeah, and like, buck up, motherfuckers.
And my thought is, hey, maybe you shouldn't be doing that either.
Yeah, that's such a weird fucking thing to say.
The pharmaceutical industry has fucked us sideways, backwards and forwards, so it doesn't matter either way. We're
yeah.
used to it. It's like, that's not a good argument.
And it's all over Twitter, and it's all over Colbert. Like, had some woman come on to explain to him that, like, women have been dealing with this for so long, and it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? You know, yeah. that's optional. You don't have to take poison into your body that can cause your blood to clot and kill you. And like, why? What, they're turning this into a weird, like, sexism thing. And
yeah.
And it's just such a, it's like, why do people talk to us like assholes? Why do they,
yes.
why don't people say, hey, there's a risk, but I mean, if we don't do this, we mm-hmm. might be fucked here for years and years to come. The shit might keep spreading. Instead, they go, women have been doing this for years.
It's like, we found another way to make this yeah, some kind
it's,
of.
It's like the argument, like, cops kill white people too. It's like, I don't like any of that. None of that sounds good to me.
why did you think that would appeal to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, they're cool then. But I'm torn with this, because, like, I guess I just, numbers wise, you can't really fathom 1 in a million. It seems, you can grasp that it's rare, that it's a long shot, but still, if everyone has to take it,
yeah, it's not nothing.
Yeah. And the it's not just like one of the articles I read, this person, a man, had a stroke right after his Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It went to his brain. He's half paralyzed and he can't speak. That's not
yeah, and then
fun.
People go on Colbert and they're like, grow a pair of nuts, Steven, yeah. and get the vaccine, you fucking wiener.
And you're just like,
women are full of blood clots. Women are 90% blood clots, okay?
We love them.
And we do it in heels.
We have strokes in heels.
Yeah.
I've just, it's reminded me why I never took birth control to begin with. And people really did try to push it on you. Not like adults, but other girls. Mm-hmm. Like when you're 17, 18.
It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah. You're like, I'm a grown up now. I'm on the pill. And my weight ballooned 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And I have severe mood swings and cystic acne.
I have unwanted thought syndrome. I think about chopping up my parents and eating them.
And my blood clots, like the.
I carved my name into my stomach with a letter opener.
But I can't get pregnant.
Come in me, all you want.
It's just like, that's a bad thing. Yeah. We shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, when you told me when we first started dating, you told me you weren't on birth control. I was like, that makes so much sense to me. I would, if I was a woman, there's no fucking way.
Never have, never will. Never considered it for a second.
Yeah.
Soon as they were like, and I mean, if I were a better person, I would be like, women are so resilient and patient that they do this, blah, blah, whatever. The thing about birth control is, like, I've been told, you can get, it can clear your skin, but first you have to have horrible cystic boils on your face like 6 months, and then it'll
clear
up.
Tail.
You gotta play the long game with this shit. It's like it's like going on antidepressants that make you want to kill yourself for a while, but just like stick it out, right. Then you'll be fine.
You're just sitting in a leather chair, like, just digging your fingernails into what? The.
Why do we allow the pharmaceutical industry to do this to us?
I don't know. And I was watching, you know, our old friend. What's her name? Liz Plank. Is that her name?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Glasses. Yeah. TED Talk bitch. The one we did a whole episode on recently. She was on some new show and she's making the same fucking goofy comparison that if women can kill themselves with birth control, that you can fucking suck it up and
just
and go get a shot. She starts going into this thing, which I used to hear all the time. When we were doing stand-up, where women will talk about how there was this study where men, they tried out male birth control and men had to stop the study because they couldn't handle the mood swings. And then she's like cackling and like, can you believe that? Men couldn't handle, you know, crying at a commercial or whatever. Women are so much stronger than men. Men died during the study. They died.
They killed themselves, right?
Yeah. One guy killed himself. One guy's still shooting blanks to this day. It fucked them up. Fucked everybody up royally. It wasn't like it wasn't a one-to-one thing. You know, they didn't eat a pie to ice cream and have a little weepy time during, you know, Gilmore Girls or whatever.
This is how I get red-pilled.
It's just fuck out of here.
Nobody ever talks about that. They always talk about how men couldn't handle it because they're too soft. And
yeah.
If there was male birth control, it would be fucking pizza flavored. And
Right.
You could buy it at the goddamn CVS in the candy aisle and all the hackiest jokes you've ever heard in your life. Whatever it is, whether it's systemic sexism or what, you don't have to consume this poison.
I think that's the case with a lot of things in life, like the Demi Lovato thing.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout my life, you and I walked to a different drum, whatever the phrase is,
sure,
you know? We didn't stay in our hometowns and get married, you know? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that wasn't for us, you know? Mm-hmm. We bailed and went to the big city.
Nobody wants to
get married. Right.
definitely.
Stop it. There's a ring right there you can have. that brownie counts as your wedding cake. But, you know what I mean? Like we pursued a weird thing or whatever. And like throughout my life, there are things along the way that you just kind of have to ignore where you're like, well, that's not for me. I don't like that thing. And people are like, you should do this. It's like, I don't really want to, you know? And you get to a point where like, you should be able to walk into a store and see advertisements and have them not affect your brain. You're not an infant, you know? Like if you don't want, if people are saying you should go on birth control and you don't want to, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the conversation. And it doesn't have to like weigh on you.
Right.
It doesn't have to trigger anything. And you have to kind of build up these coping mechanisms. They're not even coping mechanisms.
They're not.
It's like
just
the bare minimum of just navigating the world and doing what you want.
For all the meditation these people do, it's the most zen thing in the world to accept the fact that you can't change most things, that the world cannot bend to you and mold to your exact preferences, and that's okay. You just have to let it go.
But don't you think that it's even beyond that? We're not even going somewhere and being like, oh, some things here bother me, but I can work past it. It's more like I'm looking for what bothers me.
Yeah,
now.
It's
she walked in. If this conversation had never happened, if Jamil or whoever on Twitter hadn't started the whole, you know, you can be triggered by advertisements shit, nobody would have even thought about that, you know? I remember I was watching something about, this is a long time ago, but I was watching something about like body positivity and advertisements and shit. And they were showing this like class of like junior high school girls, and they were, the teacher was handing out magazines and telling them to cut out things that made them feel insecure about their body. Do you think they would have come up with that on their own? You know what I mean? No. Do you think they would have flipped through the magazine and been like, this is making me feel insecure right now?
That is,
I think,
so
we've
weird.
Introduced these ideas to
yes,
people.
Yes, of course.
And now it's like, and people have found that this gets them attention. So it's just like,
they're deliberately trying to make you feel
bad. What's upsetting me today? What's triggering me today? You know?
It's so strange. I mean, everybody has to center themselves in the narrative constantly.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I mean, you give the advertising industry too much power when you complain about the show.
Right.
These are the people who give you the fucking Captain Obvious guy and
the Geico commercials.
Yeah, if you're a smart person, which you are, you can figure it out. You don't have to fall prey to any of this.
Right. It's like we're watching a Candace Owens YouTube video, and she's talking about, like, she only exists because
it was Candace Owens and Adam Carolla.
Right, it's a twofer. But she only exists because people are out here saying insane things, doing insane things like Lil Nas X to try to get a reaction. And she wouldn't exist if these people didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you're almost there. You almost got it.
Yeah.
They exist because you exist, and you guys are Batman and the Joker, and you have to go back and forth, you know?
Yeah, if she really believed that, then she wouldn't react to them the way she does. She would just stop at, these people are trying to get attention.
And in the same vein, you should be impervious to advertisements. They should not penetrate your skull. They shouldn't be able to hit you in any way. The only thing you should be getting out of advertisements is like watching the countdown in the corner of the YouTube video before you can click it off. That's
it.
Yeah. You shouldn't have a whole fucking reaction to it.
Put your They Live glasses on.
Right.
And just know it's horseshit and move on. You can do it, I promise.
Do you want to end it?
Yeah, I would love to.
All
Hail
right.
Satan.
Hail Satan.